With the 8th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Dyson Daniels from Bendigo, Australia, the NBA Global Academy in Australia, and the NBA G League's...
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sick of that wide outside the line of off stump. I'll just help myself to half a dozen with a ludicrous reverse sweep, which they can now laugh about. My goodness. 100 comes up, 2 wickets down.
Still got 8 wickets in the tank. They only need 113 more, and New Zealand will have to regroup overnight. They're a resilient bunch, but they must feel that the tide is against them.
And a new legacy begins. They've reached the summit, and the Avalanche are 2022 Stanley Cup champions.
Who were you saying was your man of the match in the Stanley Cup final, Brian?
Woodson.
Yeah, he was good, wasn't he?
Very good.
Yeah.
Mate. Fucking hell, he was good.
Game 6, so 3-2 against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay are flying. That's their third time in franchise history. The Swannies defeated the Saints by 51, holding the Saints to 32. Giants fell short by 11 points against the Pies, and the Suns lost 93-91 against Port. And now the Lions sit third on percentages, and the Swans in sixth, just 1 win out of the four. So the Swannies are coming, and they're really getting into the mix. Matildas lost 7-0 to Spain. So that was a shellacking. And that was big news. And this is your wheelhouse, Brooksy. The NBA draft. Dyson Daniels picked 8th in the NBA draft by the New Orleans Pelicans. Is it good for him? Are they a good franchise to go to?
Yeah, really good. They were on the rise this year. They did some trades, and he's going to fit in nicely. He won't be like what Josh Giddey had in terms of exposure and minutes on the court, but he's just going to slot in. He's really good defensively. So it's really good. Australia's looking good for World Cup, next Olympics. Like, we're getting a few more. Another guy, Luke Travis from the Wildcats, got drafted to Cleveland. I don't know if he'll play NBA. He was in, the third last pick of the draft. So he's going to a team that was in the playoffs too. So he'll have a good summer league. He'll have preseason with them. The young guys are only getting better.
Would he make the starting side?
I don't think he'll be in the starting side. He could potentially. I think they're definitely thinking he's their point guard, maybe year two, year three.
What's he picked up? 8th round.
No, they reckon it's about six million Aussie.
Yeah.
So is there a minimum?
For 4 years, isn't it?
Yes. So when you're drafted into a specific pick in the draft, you get a certain salary. Wow. So number one pick is getting $8.8 million.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that went number one.
Because the professor's over there.
Yeah.
He went to the draft.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh, good on him.
He's keen to do a cross, a live cross.
Oh, excellent. Let's do that.
We'll have to do that.
Hey, Brooksy.
I can organise that. It's what I do.
With speaking about the US over there, somebody's not going there in the tennis.
Yeah, so Novak's potentially not going to take the vaccine. Well, he's not going to take the vaccine, so which might mean that he won't be able to play in the US Open. So from now till the US Open puts their rules, whether the players need to be vaccinated or not, he's pretty much in limbo. So it looks like he probably won't play because they're gonna put that in for the US Open that they need to be vaccinated.
Todd Woodbridge has had the hide, the temerity, the audacity, Brian.
What about the gall?
And the gall to suggest that Kyrgios can win Wimbledon.
He probably could.
Yeah.
But just pull your head in.
Yeah. Do you want him to win it?
No.
No.
No, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say that because I do like supporting my Australian athletes. I want him to win, but I just want him to win and have no dramas during the tournament.
Without scene.
Yeah.
Just focus on that. And if something happens, just bite your tongue and don't carry on, like the chop of the pork variety.
But he goes out of his way to do two things, to be the chop of the pork variety or to be Mr. Nice Guy. He just play. Just go out there and play.
But do you think sometimes he needs that drama?
Possibly.
Some people need that drama in their life.
Possibly.
A bit like Gibbo on Saturday night. There's no need to act like that, Gibbo. I thought it was... I don't want to get into that.
We're going to talk about it later.
I'd try not to. What I would like to talk about, though, is the New Zealand Black Caps.
Oh, yeah.
They're in a 3-match series over in England, and this was the first time that Brendan McCullum was coach, obviously stablemate here, and it's not going well for the Black Caps. England, I think they're going to create history if they can get the run chase tomorrow. So I think they've got about 100 runs to get. The first time in 3 matches, they've chased over 250 in the last innings.
Oh.
And that actually is probably a...
So are they looking the goods? Grandstand. Are they looking the goods, Gibbo?
England, yeah.
Plenty of wickets?
The wickets, yeah. They're doing well with the wickets. But it's just their run chases are really good. I think in the last 18 months, they won one test. They weren't able to score over 250 when they were chasing. They are now because it looks like some of their players, like Ben Stokes, Joe Root in particular, are playing with a bit more freedom, which it looks like Brendan McCullum.
You think that's come from Baz?
I think so. It's just a bit more aggressive cricket. Whereas New Zealand's another crap stat. John Mitchell, who was the coach of the Western Force rugby player, Kiwi rugby player, he has a son, Daryl Mitchell. He's scored 100 in each of the tests.
Did you see I think Daryl Mitchell was involved in this. Did you see that rare catch? The unbelievable catch. You didn't see that in this particular test match?
No.
So can you explain that?
There was a bizarre dismissal as well. Jack Leach, was it?
Bowler. Yeah. Hit the non-striker's bat on the full, popped up to mid-on.
Yeah, that's out.
Out.
Is that part of... He got 10 for, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Unbelievable.
He wasn't great out here.
No, he was getting tonked around.
Yeah, heavy.
All of a sudden, you go back over to England. But the New Zealand side's been really disappointing. They won the World Test Championship.
Number one they were.
Number one.
They're sliding down.
I think because Kane Williamson hasn't had a score for a while, so a lot of the brunt of their batting has been on this Daryl Mitchell and Tom Blundell, who have got over a 100-run partnership in each of the tests. It's ridiculous, but...
This is good cricket talk.
If you want to be a proven cricket person, you've got to use terms like, he scored 64 not, right?
Yeah.
Can't say not out.
Nah.
And the other thing is you've got to have a deep knowledge about the difference between, it's the Kookaburra ball, but up there they use the...
The Duke.
So you pass the test. So you pass the test.
Yeah.
Well, it's good. 6 months away from cricket season, boys, so it's good just to get a little bit of a taste there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Hey, this is very nice. Andy Murray donating his Wimbledon earnings to victims of the Ukraine war.
Well, that's very good.
That's very, very good.
How's he going? He got his hips operated on, didn't he?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
I think his round one matchup is against a guy who's also coming back from hip surgery.
Mm.
Duckworth.
You know what they need? They need the Smokey Dawson chair. You got bad hips, Smokey Dawson.
I'll tell you who's jumped flung out of the Smokey Dawson chair. Serena Williams is back.
Yes. Yes. Just a one-off?
I think so. Well, she loves Wimbledon. I think I looked at this.
How many tins she had now?
Oh.
Two. Is it two?
She's in the
North.
Two.
And her husband, is he involved in Twitter or some sort
Reddit.
Of...
Reddit. I believe Reddit. He is the founder of Reddit.
Gotcha.
So they're paddling, aren't they?
They would be killing it. Yeah.
Oh, they are killing it. Yes, keep them coming through.